Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as we always do. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What is happening, Andy Bunker? As a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday here in Atlanta. Appreciate everybody listening. As good news comes down, well, A good thing happened last night where I can smile this morning and not come in all like, eh. And then I almost let my man Bo Johnson suck me into a tweet because it's like, it's 6 runs in the ninth inning. What's the worst that can happen? And I was like, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to let you or anybody else suck me into that hole of – here we go again.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I had my this MF tweet.
Brewers had them right where they wanted them, down 6 in the ninth.
Hey, but let me tell you how close I was. I had my this MF here tweet ready to go. I had it ready to go.
And that was just designated to anybody who made a mistake, or it was going to be for Iglesias?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was going to be for him.
Yeah. Maybe he's a setup guy.
It was. Maybe.
Maybe he's a setup guy.
We need one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need one of those. Yeah. Maybe he might be. I don't know.
Because he's not a closer anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
They've taken that job from him.
I don't know, man.
But he pitched the eighth inning.
He did.
And he got through it in 8 pitches, and he struck out 2 guys, and he didn't stress anybody out.
No, he did not.
It was shocking.
He did
not.
Like,
I don't know. You don't get a hold or whatever because you're up by too many runs, but – yeah, maybe, because that's what he was when he got here. Remember, he came over from California.
That's right.
Not the California Angels. He came over from the Angels, and he was the setup guy for Kenley Jansen.
Yes, he was.
Right? And he was pretty good at that.
Okay.
Right? And then he was the closer. He was pretty good at the closer for a couple years. And then this year, he's been an unmitigated disaster, so they took it from him. I thought Dylan Lee looked pretty good, too. Honestly. Now, again, it wasn't a save situation.
And it wasn't a high leverage.
And it wasn't super high leverage. But aren't they all at this point? Any lead late? Aren't they all high leverage
with
for the
this
Braves?
Team? Hell yeah. Hell yeah it is, man. But, yeah, it was good to see him go out. I mean, Chris Sale was just amazing yesterday, just like he has been pretty much all season. And, you know, I get to the point where I'm looking at him and it's at the bottom of 6. You're like, okay, he's right at 90.
Yep.
Can you give us 2 more?
And that's exactly how Snit looked at it, too. Because they even put him back out there in the eighth, and I don't know if the hope was he would get that one final out or if they were just going to kind of let him go until he didn't get an out. But obviously the first batter of the eighth inning got on base. And then they pulled him, and Iglesias came in and did his job. But, yeah, no, I think they were thinking about it the exact same way. It's like the longer we can avoid going to any of these guys in the bullpen – the better. And I think his limit is right around 100. They don't want him to go too far past it. He went 103 yesterday. But yeah, I mean, that's Chris Sale. Thank goodness for him.
Yeah, man.
That he's done that a lot of times.
The stopper.
Over the last year and a half. He has stopped the bleeding many times.
We've been calling that. But and I swear when they got the one run early, I was like, hell. Why nothing?
Yep.
That's what I promise you. That is what I thought.
Yep.
Everybody came into your psyche that it's going to be a 1-0 loss.
Yep.
Chris Sale's going to pitch his ass off, and they're not going to help him. Well, they helped him.
They helped him.
They helped him in a big way, man. They really, really did. And it was it was a collective effort. I mean, Ronnie. I mean, he's That like sound like a damn gunshot.
He hit that thing to right field like a left-handed pull hitter.
Dude, he's like, I mean, just ka-kow.
He's got so much power to the opposite field. It's insane.
Yeah, it was unbelievable how hard he hit that damn ball.
Yeah, very few right-handed hitters have that kind of power to the opposite field, and he does. And again, like even when he did that, I was like, all right, well, that's one.
Yep.
That's one. You're going to need at least one more than that. And then Olsen added his, and it was 3-1. I was like, well, that's what you predicted yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Because I was very pessimistically like, what are they going to lose? 1-0, 2-1 tonight? And you were like, no, it's going to be 3-1.
Yes.
And they're going to win. And it was like that.
Yes.
And then Eli! I will say it, the least likely home run hitter.
Sometimes I believe in Eli.
Yeah. That's his third of the year. I didn't realize that. Yeah. Power surge from Eli White. Yeah, he gets one, and they kind of like insurance runs. Like, what? We're not familiar with this. And it was nice. It was nice to get a win that was relatively stress-free, even though in the middle of the game, like you're talking about, we were all having the same thought of, cool, you're down 1-0. Sale's pitching his ass off again, and nobody's going to help him out. They did so. They get off the schneid. They game losing streak. They score more than 3 runs. Like a lot of positives in there, and good. Now do it again. You know?
That's it.
Now do it again.
That's it. I mean, these are things where you can't be like, oh, they're starting to come around.
No,
we're not going to go there.
I hope we can go there.
I hope so, but
not
today.
No.
I mean, it's just one of those things where I'm just going to enjoy this until 7:40.
Yep.
You know, and
win the night, win the series.
And then
you can feel good about that.
You can do more than win the series. Just keep winning games.
Then you keep winning another one, then you sweep the series.
Just keep winning games, because it's one thing to be as far back as they are, but like you need them other teams to lose too. You know, I think that's one of the things where, because if they're winning, you know, are you really making up ground with them?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but yeah, it was.
Yeah, no, we're not even thinking about that. The Mets,
but I mean,
and the Phillies.
Austin Riley, what a nice game yesterday. Marcel Ozuna. I mean, obviously, Ozzy getting his 1,000 hit was an amazing accomplishment.
Ozzy had a pretty good night at the plate last night too.
And so, I mean, that was it was all positive. I mean, I'm not going to try to figure, because there wasn't a lot of negative. I mean, Drake Baldwin still continues to be a rock behind the plate.
Very cool to see him, like a Wisconsin kid with his family in the crowd.
I want to hit, because he saw his mama stand. I thought it was gone too.
When that one came off the bat late in the game,
I was like, oh, it's gone.
Yeah, you thought it might.
Yeah, it was a great night. You got to see his mama and them. But the biggest takeaway for me is the Marcel Ozuna lookalike that was at the game.
Yeah, so he's been at home games.
Really?
And I know he's traveled. Oh, you haven't seen Fozuna?
I have not seen him.
This is your introduction to Fozuna?
Yeah.
He's kind of like he's been a little bit of a phenomenon. Probably would be getting a little bit more attention if the Braves weren't awful.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, what kind of money does Fozuna have to be traveling with the team?
I don't know.
Like, I've seen him at Truist.
Yeah,
you know?
But I'm just saying, like, he was on one last night, dog. And then, like, how he dirt. And I was like, this guy needs.
Yeah, he must be independently wealthy.
You never know. I mean, you never know how people make their money nowadays, Bunk. You know,
I guess he can work remote.
Yeah.
Some people work remote.
So a lot of people are working remote still. Yeah. And everything. So, but, you know, it's just a. It was a great game. Can't say more than just a great, great night. And like you said, I mean, Dylan Lee came in, no pressure, nothing like that. Went out there and did his job. And they got out there with a nice win, man. A much freaking needed win. I mean, just needed to have a good night. Hell, it was – when you win games, going back to the hotel is like, yeah, man, let's get some cold beers. Let's hang out. Let's get some good rest and everything and get ready to try to do this thing again. But just for them to just be able – because it's been hard. Like what Mike Bell in his Dusty Rose was, hard times, baby. It's hard times, man.
Yeah.
It's hard times.
Like
it's
the hardest times, the hardest that they've had in like a decade.
Yeah. You don't know what hard times are.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
We
watched the Braves blow a 6-run lead in the ninth inning last week and then proceed to lose 3 games in San Francisco.
Yes.
But whatever. They back to 9 games under.
Let's not do that. Let's wait till they get at least 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that's the thing about it is like, in a vacuum, focus is good is what happened. Like trying to take it any bigger than just that is.
Let's not do that.
You can't really.
Let's not even, like, you can't even really mention that.
Hopefully at some point you'll be able to start being like, I don't know, maybe they're starting to break out of it. But that's not it.
That's not it.
Not at this point.
That's not it.
Hey, a mandatory minicamp is going on. Starting?
Yeah, they probably aren't out there.
Arriving?
They're probably out there.
There's probably some folks taking, you'll get the videos of the guys walking in.
Right.
That'll be cool. Look at them. There they are.
Yeah, I mean.
And then maybe later they'll do a little practice. Yeah, and then we'll be like, there they are doing that. Oh, and then they'll go on their way for the summer.
Considering, like, it was 11, they should be done. Like, usually they start practicing around, like, 9:30, you would think. 9:30, hour and a half of practice, and you're going about your business. Like, most of the time during minicamp, you want to be out of the building by noon, mm-hmm. you know, or at least 1 o'clock if you're going to work out afterwards or something. But, yeah, I mean, the whole thing is who's there and who's not.
Kirk Cousins in attendance.
Yeah, I mean, but we kind of
– officially.
We talked about it yesterday. It make no sense for him to hold out.
But he's there
and everything. My interesting thing is when the reps are – is he going to go with the twos? I don't care. I just want to know because he is – Well, is he competing for the backup job with Austin Stick?
Easton Stick. I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, you'd think that he'd have the leg up on that one, given his, you know,
so
salary. So or track record.
So when we go to the preseason, and again, you don't know if the starters are going to play. Does he start with the twos?
I think I do know if the starters are going to play, right. And I think they won't because they never do. So, yeah, I think we'll see a lot of Kirk Cousins in the preseason if he's still on the team.
To showcase, that's the way it is, showcase Kirk.
But then also you have to worry about getting him hurt,
exactly.
Right? If the reason exactly. that you don't play the starters in the preseason is because you don't want to get him hurt for the regular season, yeah. You don't want to play the backup quarterback who you're hoping to trade to somebody.
That is true.
In the preseason too. Yeah, look, I don't know. He's the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
So he'll take the reps with the twos and I would assume play in preseason and do all the stuff that the backup quarterback does.
Yeah, but I hope Rock gives. We got a long time before we get there anyways, but I hope they do get some time in the preseason and everything. But, yeah, this is all this is. It's probably an added period on to what they've already been doing at OTAs. That's usually what it is. Call it minicamp because they put mandatory in front of it, mm-hmm. but it's really no different structure than what a regular OTA is. You might add another blitz period or something like that, but it's really nothing more significant than that. It's always when you see who is there because you are officially fined for these.
Yeah. This is where holdouts happen.
Yes, this is when you know that they're for real. Now, I saw James Cook, he's in there. Cook, he's been holding out and everything. They say he reported to minicamp today,
right.
Which is either, well, I know you don't want to get fined, but maybe they come to, like, hey, let's start making some progress on a new contract. But there's other guys who are not in practice and things like that. So, but, yeah, it's just all about who's there, who is it. And Kurt is there. They look like they're full attendance. I don't know the status, and we'll have that won't be too later on this week. But, you know, with Joe Patrick, and I'm sure something will come out. Is Kyle participating on the field and things like that, or are they still being cautious with him?
There's not anybody else that there's even a question as to whether or not they'll be in attendance, right?
Because,
like, obviously Kyle, we didn't really know what was going on with OTAs, but then we got the explanation for it. So he'll be there, but probably not participating. If they're being, what did they say, like overly cautious or whatever it was. If they're going to do that, then he's probably not going to be on the field these days.
Right.
They'll wait until training camp. Caleb, did anybody ever find Caleb McGarry? He just kind of wasn't there, but that you don't have to be.
No, you don't have to be.
But,
so, I mean,
everybody else was.
I mean, he likes Fife.
Maybe
sure he's hanging out.
You got to get your last
training in Fife and all those things.
You get those last breaths of Fife.
They got a workout facility up there.
Sure, probably.
Okay. Yeah.
So Fife High School, probably.
Yeah. So you want to be close to home and everything like that.
Yeah.
He'll
be there today.
But he'll be there. I'm assuming he'll be there today. I don't think there's anything contractual that will keep him away. Like he want a new deal or something.
Who would be more out of line to be trying to get a new contract right now, him or Kyle Pitts?
Kyle Pitts.
Kyle would be more out of line.
Yep.
Yeah, because I guess at least Caleb starts.
Yeah.
Plays all the plays when he's healthy. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show, including what Brian Snitker is talking about here.
Eli, that was huge.
Wow. Was it? We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To me, you weren't. You went really high. This ball is high and deep, and it is going to go. Ronald Acuna to right center to put Atlanta on the board in the fifth.
I think Brewers fans are a little mad that there's a lot of Braves fans here up and away with that 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Ronald knew it as soon as he hit it.
Well, it was just nice to see us kind of, you know, the like Eli, so that was huge. Home run there, and then Marcel came up big, I think, the add-on ones, Matt, you know, it was just Ronald drove a ball the other way, and it was good. I mean, that was good to see the offense, and I think we talked about that earlier today, that we could see a little signs of life.
Thank God.
They talked about it.
Right? Hold on. They said.
We didn't talk about it.
Like, I'm trying to figure out because there were more Braves fans. It felt like it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It felt like it was.
I think part of it might have been the Brewers fans annoyed that Braves fans were cheering Acuna's home run.
Yes.
Part of it might have been Acuna enjoying his trip around the bases.
He enjoyed that damn home run. He looked at it. He held the bat, walked with it, and then tossed it.
Big Euro step.
Yeah. Now,
he's doing like the grenade thing.
Now, did they throw at him?
I don't think so. I don't think
you
so.
Sure?
I'm not sure. I'm
okay.
Not sure.
All right.
But it was a 3-2 count.
Right.
Maybe. I think Ronald thinks they did.
Ronald definitely thinks they thought they
Ronald
threw it
thinks
out.
Every inside pitch is someone trying to hit
yeah,
him.
Yeah, because the way he gets out, the urgency that he gets out of the way when a ball is inside is the funniest damn thing.
Yeah, it's because a full panic.
It's a full damn panic. And the way his hips come back and everything, and then it's a strike sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it's a strike. I'm like.
But he'll like hit the deck and like some of his pads will fall off and he'll like look up at the pitcher. There's nobody hates an inside pitch more than Ronald Acuna. But, I don't know. I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
I didn't remember if it was 3-0, 3-1, or 3-2.
Right.
It was 3-2. Yeah. Does that change?
Yes, it does.
At all?
Yeah.
You think more likely or less likely?
Less likely.
I think less likely.
Less likely.
If it was 3-0 and you fired that one in there like
that. Yeah, I don't think so. But, you know what? It is what it is. Ronald got a stroll on, Andy. He got his damn stroll on because he knocked the blank out of that damn baseball, man. So did Matt Olson, and then obviously a couple other guys got into it. The most surprising one is definitely Eli because I didn't know it. I didn't know Eli had pop like that.
Yeah.
But he got all of that.
Got it.
So you're sitting there, all right. Okay.
Are
we good? We're not good. We're in the lead.
Monday went well.
Yeah, we're in the lead, and here he comes in the damn game. I'm just sitting there like, oh, Just give me hope and just not even give me hope. Just don't let him give up any home run. Yeah. Put all the people on base you want to, right? But and make them grind out to a double play or something. Just don't give up no home run.
Keep the ball in the ballpark.
Keep the ball in the damn park.
Yeah, and he did his job.
He did his job.
And I think that's his new job because he's not the closer anymore.
No.
Which obviously we all understand.
Yeah, he's
maybe
stuck.
They could have done it a little sooner, but they don't have a lot of options.
There are no options.
So I guess, I mean, because again, last night wasn't the save situation.
Are we closer by committee?
I think so. I think so. Because Pierce Johnson got a couple looks at it over the weekend, and that didn't go well. The Dylan Lee, you know, he throws like 96. Got some movement.
What do you need to be a great closer?
An outpitch.
Yes.
A great outpitch.
Yes. And so what is Dylan
Lee? Doesn't matter what it is. This has to be a great outpitch.
Yeah, you got
to
figure something out, man. But I mean, we're not going to rain on the poo-poo and all that other stuff. I mean, they won a damn game after – you want to talk about – and we mentioned this yesterday. It ain't just that they lost. It's how they lose.
Yeah.
You know, it's just how they lose in these
five straight one-run games.
And it's more back to, you know, what I mentioned yesterday. It's just like if one little thing goes right, they'll win these games. Because they're not getting blown out. Mm-mm. They're not getting thrashed or anything like that. They're just not making the play when they need to make the play and giving up the play when they don't need to give up the play.
Yesterday went well. Hopefully today will go well again. And we'll build good days. And who knows, maybe
sometime
in the near future we can have a conversation about things turning.
Stacking days, baby.
Not there yet.
Stacking days.
A couple of other pieces of Braves news just to mention. A.J. Smith-Shawver underwent Tommy John surgery. So
that's not the
brace surgery. That's the Tommy John surgery. So that's 12, 13, 14 months. Pretty decent chance he misses all of next year, too. That sucks, man. What an absolute bummer for that kid.
So well.
Yeah, he finally
pitching so well, man.
Finally stuck in the bigs and had a bunch of good starts in a row, and then that happens. Yeah. Craig Kimbrell was outrighted to AAA Gwinnett, but he elected free agency.
I'm mad at him.
Back on the open market.
Yeah, I'm mad at him for that one. You know, like, I don't like Buford. You know what I mean? I like living over by Windy Hill.
I do wonder, though, in the pantheon of minor league cities. At least you're like Atlanta.
Oh man,
adjacent.
I'm just making fun. They done did all that up there, man. It is rock. Well,
sure.
You know, for young folks, for me, folks, it's cool.
Because you could be. There's a lot of AAA cities that are tough.
There's
man.
A whole lot of fun stuff to do up there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun up
it's
there.
It's like a little junior battery.
Yeah,
up there.
A little bit.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun up there. Maybe in that area.
Let me not disrespect it. It's like a battery. It's like a different battery. Right. Okay.
Like around the stadium, we're talking about like around the stadium, like there are different shops. Well, that's not. It's just a baseball field out there,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's a couple of restaurants? They got a what's that restaurant?
And they got a Drive Places in Buford.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot less than walking, but lots of stuff up there.
Yeah.
Though.
You walk
lots
your ass.
I'm just saying, like you could
Top Golf to where they play at. Your ass might get like,
probably hit by a semi.
Yeah.
It's a tough walk. It's not far, but you're gonna have to dodge some traffic.
Yeah. No, you're gonna be like Frogger.
Exactly. I'm just saying, like, you could be play for the Red Sox and get sent to the minor leagues and have to go to Pawtucket.
Ooh.
Nobody wants to go to Pawtucket.
What is that?
It's just a little town.
Where?
Just a Massachusetts town. Maybe it's Rhode Island, actually.
Is
I don't know.
Is it by Nantucket?
No.
It's
inland.
I'm assuming all the Tuckets.
They do not have a Top Golf.
Way worse Tucket.
Okay, I'm just assuming all the Tuckets hang together.
No, Nan, you'd want Nan more than Paw.
Yeah. Man.
That's interesting. Nan and Pa are something that people call their grandparents also.
That is true.
So if you lived in the Northeast, you could call your grandpa Pawtucket and your grandma Nantucket.
Paul.
All right. Let's hear some from the hockey last night. They were all really
beat down.
It seemed like Florida was going to do one of these.
Beat
they did.
Down.
5-1, the Panthers in front of 5-on-3 continuing. Forsling right point. Forsling across. Nico Mikkola at the line near side. One-time drive, they score! A power play goal! A one-timer from Evan Rodriguez! And the Panthers now lead 6-1.
They got after their ass.
They scored in the first 55 seconds.
Dude, right off the rip.
Yeah.
And then they were banging the hell out of Edmonton. I'm talking about, like, they took Connor out. Had to go back to the locker room. But then it kind of like, it was like, oh, we leaving here with something today.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I was like, come on now.
Final 10 minutes of that game were cheap shots.
Come on
city.
Now. That's exactly what they were saying. Oh, I'm leaving with something today. You know what I mean? And they were real dirty and cheap.
They had the dude grabbed Kachuk in a headlock, and the other guy's punching him.
They double teamed him.
What are we doing?
Who took a stick and got, I don't want to, hey, dog, I just want to get back to my family. He's just jabbing him back with the stick.
I was
like, okay.
And then he knocked him down,
dog.
And the other guy got him
come
the quick,
on, dog.
Like rabbit punch
yeah,
with
man.
The left hand
come
while
on,
he was
man.
On his knees.
Come on, be classy, Edmonton.
Yeah, the Oilers got a little chippy last night.
Stay classy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you got your head thrashed.
They got beat down last night, man.
Leave it with something.
Man, those Panthers, I mean, obviously both teams are really good,
yes.
and it seems like it's probably going to go 7, but the Panthers were going to get one like that at home.
Their attack is unbelievable.
The way they, I don't even, again, like I'm no hockey expert, I don't even really know the terms for it, but like, when they get chances,
they don't.
It's you don't even know the guy really has the puck yet before it's in the back of the net.
Right.
This is like, oh wow, he scored it. How did he do that so fast? Like, how did he have the wherewithal? It's like their minds are before my eyes,
dude.
You know,
the way that puck and how it amazes me always their reflex because they're right by.
Yeah, reflexes
guy,
is a good term for it.
Twist that damn puck out the way and then in the same motion slap shot it.
It's crazy,
unbelievable, man. But yeah, beat down, good guys win. And I don't think it goes seven.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Oh, you think they made a big statement last night?
Yeah, I do.
Evan Rodriguez, the highlight we just played, I had a class with him at Boston University.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Really?
He was an undergrad when I was in graduate school.
Sweet.
Very quiet guy.
You don't, his game ain't quiet.
No, he's a good player.
Game ain't quiet.
He's a good player. Mandatory minicamp begins today, like we mentioned, in Flowery Branch. Kind of as we were talking about it, Joe Patrick was tweeting about it, too. Kirk's there. No surprise. Kirk Cousins is going to be there. Kyle Pitts is there. He said he's keeping an eye on McGarry as well, just to find out kind of what's going on and if he shows up. Shouldn't really be much of a question as to whether or not he shows up, but I don't know. We mentioned it and our insider tweeted it, so I guess we're all on McGarry watch.
I don't know, man. It could be one of them situations where he, like, we were talking off the air. Hey, I'm the blind side protector now.
Yeah.
For our franchise.
That's right.
I need a bump.
We got a left-handed quarterback.
I need a bump. If I'm his agent, I would definitely say it.
That has to be something that right tackles for left-handed quarterbacks agents bring up.
Yeah.
Has to be.
No
right?
doubt. No diggity. I'm sure that who was Mike's right tackle? I can't even remember who was Mike's. And no, then no. You go back to
Tua?
Tua.
Brunell?
But they can't figure
Steve
out.
Young?
They can't figure out who the hell the right tackle is in Miami. They don't have like four damn.
Maybe
right
that's
tackles.
Why. Maybe that's why people asking for too much money.
I'm just telling you, dog. If I'm the right tackle for a left-handed quarterback, you best believe. Yeah. I'm asking for more money.
I'm the left tackle on this team.
Why not?
If I'm the Falcons, I'm like, yeah, man. You're going to have to play a season not letting our quarterback get hurt
this,
before we get that deal.
And if somebody brings up – what's his name? What's the swing tackle name?
Storm Norton?
Storm Norton.
Storm Knight? It's not as good as Caleb, all right? I'm sorry. He is not.
No.
No. But like, people are always, well, throw Storm over there.
Don't, yeah,
don't do that.
Let's not just use the term just throw blank over there.
Yeah, let's not do that.
When we're trying to protect Michael Penix.
Don't do that.
Okay.
All right.
He's a franchise quarterback.
He's not as good.
Protect the young man, all right? Let's keep an eye
out.
We
got Jack Nelson. We're set.
Yeah. We do have him.
Who?
Seventh round draft pick. Good name, though. Good first name. This hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Mike Conti will join us on the other side of the break. The Hawks made a couple hires yesterday. We'll get Mike's thoughts on that. What's going on in the offseason? Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. First step.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy here on a Tuesday morning, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Get back into the some news and notes from the National Football League over the last 24 hours. As a lot of folks reporting to mandatory minicamp, some
and
other teams
not.
And not. Also, some people not reporting to mandatory minicamp. Quarterbacks wearing sleeves on their arms because their arms are tired.
That are 25 years old.
Yeah, just young people throwing too much, I suppose. So anyway, we'll get to that. We'll get back into a couple of different Falcons topics at 12:20 as well. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20, and we, I think, did a pretty good job yesterday of explaining the house settlement. I felt pretty good about our legalese. B.A. will get in here and help us with that a little bit
more. Yeah, because I went back a little bit and read more and more because of that big, long article on CBS Sports about it. I was like, okay, this right here seems like it's something I don't care about. Don't want to care about. Let's just play the damn games.
Yeah.
Because when the games are actually players on the field, running, hitting, tackling, we ain't worried about none of that.
Mm-mm.
So let's just hurry up and get to that part.
I know, but time goes by so slowly.
Let's hurry up and get to that part, man. Because I'm like, okay, fine. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of hurt feelings. I know that.
Yeah.
And a lot of hurt feelings, a lot of kids left out in the cold.
Well, let's get Mike in here. Mike knows a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff.
Yes.
What did you make of the house settlement and some of the rules coming out of it?
All I know is that a private equity fund has just invested $500 million into Penn State's athletic department. So look out, Oregon. Look out, Ohio State. We're coming because we've got $500 million of private equity capital. Now, I have no idea what the calculus is on how that investment is, like how the dividend is paid on that. I'll just let Pat Kraft, the athletic director, figure that out because we got a $500 million wad that we can go throw at five-star quarterbacks now.
You know who I bet hates that information being public? Is coaches.
Yes.
Because now, people aren't going to know the details of it, but they're just going to be like, well, James Franklin had $500 million to spend and they couldn't even beat Ohio State. Like, that's all people are going to do.
Well, geez. Then that could very well happen again. UCLA, I think, also got a similar investment from the same group yesterday. I think where we're going with it, Andy, is that everyone will have that.
Right.
Everyone's going to get a wad of cash, and you know what you do with it is eventually, you know, I guess up to the coaches and the players. To me, I don't really think the settlement changes much. You know, what would dramatically change things is if you implement some kind of hard cap. Like I know there is a quote unquote salary cap for individual payments, but unless you implement like a hard cap and it's a reasonable number that can be hit by all of the Power Four schools. And when I say reasonable number, I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's $10 million. I don't know if it's $100 million, but you're still pretty much in the same boat. You're going to have 10 to 15 programs who are going to have all the cash. Yep. They're going to be able to go out and buy all the players. There's no real checkpoints or restrictions on limiting a player's ability to transfer. The rosters expand now to, I think, 105 in football from 85. That's a dramatic, dramatic change. I think this doesn't fix anything. I don't think. I mean, I know a lot of people are really happy about it, but if you're like me, who thinks college football was never better than it was when it peaked in 1991, this does nothing for me. And I picked 1991 because That was the final year before all the conferences blew up, before Arkansas and South Carolina went to the SEC, right. Florida State to the ACC, Penn State to the Big Ten. 1991 was the last year where we had some purity and a lot of independence. And
A great national champion.
Co-national champion, yes. Yeah, yep. That is true. But again, like, really think about that for a second. And I know they were the national finalists 2 years ago, but there was something kind of cool about Washington being able to come up and compete with Miami and not just have it predetermined at the beginning of the year that your national champion was going to be either Alabama, Georgia, or Ohio State.
Right.
That was fun. You know, we don't have that anymore, unfortunately. But, hey, you know, the playoff could expand to 16, and that could throw everything up in the air as well. But I don't think the House settlement really did much to fix anything.
Okay.
Debbie Downer here. Sorry, everyone.
No, I agree.
Hires for the Hawks yesterday, like, as was being described, big hires for the Hawks. They went out and got two veterans of it, one from the Pelicans, one from the Sixers, mm-hmm. been there a long time, all those different things. Mm-hmm. What went behind it, and what is your thoughts on that?
It sounds like Anzi Sala is in charge.
Okay.
That I think the way everything was written, they're reporting to the GM. I hope I have that right.
That's what I read.
The team
the
is not
people they hired yesterday.
Now, here's the weird thing: the team has not confirmed any of this. And in fact, Lauren Williams of the AJC, and I don't know if something changed between when I saw her tweet yesterday that the Shams report was not true. I don't know if that has since changed and. Now everything is confirmed, but as last I saw it yesterday, mm-hmm. I haven't had internet at my house. We had a tree take out the cable line, so I'm like way out of the loop. But the team hasn't confirmed any of this, so I don't think we know for sure what the structure is. But based on what's been reported, it sounds like Anzi Sal is the GM. Everyone reports to him, but these are more voices in the room that can contribute. It sounds like the initial plan to hire a president of basketball did not come true. Again, I told you guys, I think 6-7 weeks ago, I know they had a candidate in mind for that. It clearly did not happen because now, you know, reportedly these hires have been made. And it sounds like they're not going to hire a president to oversee all of this right now. So I know they had something targeted. I don't know. On what side that broke down, I don't know if the team had second thoughts, if the individual had second thoughts. I do know they talked to a lot of people. And these two names yesterday that came out were not names I heard in the initial discussions that they were having. Yeah. I heard a lot of different names, not these guys. The one of them, I think, got let go as GM of the Pelicans, right? Yeah. Now that sounds like I've talked to some people in New Orleans, and they say the guy they brought in from the Pelicans actually had a big role in finding Herb Jones and Dyson Daniels and some of the not obvious talent that you would have to go out and scout. And that Joe Dumars was just trying to take more control of the basketball operations. So it's not like he was fired for messing anything up. It's just a restructuring. The guy from Philadelphia, I really don't know much about that other than it sounds like he's got an analytics background. So now you got a team in place that can go ahead and use these draft picks.
More analytics, huh?
That, but then also, you know, obviously they've got those draft picks, but then after that, the decision to Trey in the offseason.
That too.
Like I mean, none of us really know anything about these guys, so it's hard to say, can you apply these hires to that process at all? But is there anything about getting more experience in the front office that lends a thought towards what the offseason might look like?
No, I wish
it's all just kind of throwing crap.
I wish there was kind of a hint, right? Like, this guy came from a team that tried to trade for Trae Young.
Right, so, right.
Like that,
or this is what this guy did when he took over this team with their veteran or something.
Yeah. I mean, what we know about Anzi Sala is he comes from Golden State,
right.
And Golden State built through the draft. The Hawks drafted Trae Young. We talk about OKC and Indiana. OKC built through the draft. They identified the player they wanted to build around, and they did it. Indiana had to regroup more through the trade market, although, you know, some of their pieces are OG Pacers. But I honestly don't know if there's any, like, obvious hint out there right now as to, okay, they've hired these guys, so this is what it means for Trae. Sounds like Trey's been chilling in Oklahoma City watching the finals. That is his hometown. He grew up as a huge Thunder fan. I saw a quote attributed to him that now he's really, really getting fired up seeing this firsthand, a finals experience, which is great. You want a hungry, motivated Trey. I still think they are pretty close. They need one more guy. It could be a big guy, but one more guy that could put them in this conversation of, you know, sixth, fifth in the East. Anything beyond that, I think they would need a lot more.
Because the draft is coming so soon, right? I mean, it comes so fast after the finals. How soon do you think you'll start seeing some moves, Mike, as far as trying to get players for draft picks this year?
Yeah, probably pretty soon. Probably draft night.
Okay.
You know, that's where it really starts to take off. And, I mean, the way that the final schedule is running, if the finals goes seven games.
Draft
the
next day.
The draft is like 2 days later.
Right.
So probably draft night. Remember, everything that's announced on draft night is technically unofficial until I think the 4th of July or something.
Yeah, 6th, I think, this year.
Yeah, 6th of July.
Yeah, because the 4th is a weekend.
But, yeah, you're right. It's Friday. So it would be the 6th or the 7th. But that should – I'm sure the back room – discussions are already happening because you know the draft order.
Right.
You know what the draft order will be. So you can really start plotting that out right now.
There was a report last week that there had been, I know it's like internal, which maybe means they were talking about it, about Kevin Durant.
Not the first time we've heard that.
Yeah, the Hawks, that is.
Yeah, with the Hawks. And there was a report that came out right after the trade deadline that the Hawks were in it for Kevin Durant, or at least trying. I think Durant's a lot more likely than Miles Turner. Why would Miles Turner want to leave Indiana?
Yeah.
Unless they're completely out of money and he's trying to get a huge paycheck. But I don't know if there's a guarantee that he could improve upon his financial situation dramatically by coming to Atlanta.
Right.
Remember, I think Tony Ressler's made it very, very clear. He'll go into the apron or the tax if he thinks he can assemble a team that is championship caliber. Adding Miles Turner to the Hawks with no other additions makes them better, probably keeps them out of the play-in. I don't know if that makes them a championship team. So I don't know if that meets Tony Ressler's standard for how much he wants to spend. The Durant thing, look, Trey idolizes him. Trey grew up watching him play in Oklahoma City. He still has some tread on the tires. He would make the Hawks interesting, a little more relevant. How old is he?
37. Yeah. Plus, you'd have to give up a ton to get him because he's on a big contract.
So
it would be a trade.
Yeah.
That's not a free agent thing.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about
it. It'd
be
a real gamble.
Well, it's a absolute win-now move, you know, and you'd better hope that in the next 3 years, probably less than 3 years, and you got to pray that he stays healthy. I'd rather stay on the track that the Hawks have been on, which is continue to develop your younger guys. It is very interesting, though, because when you say Durant, that is not the first time we have seen those reports. So obviously there's something behind that. I'd imagine Anzi probably has a relationship with Durant dating back to when KD was with Oklahoma or with Golden State. So, you know, again, when you look for hints, all right, you know, that might align a little bit, but boy, you'd have to give up a ton to make
work. You would dent your team.
Oh yeah.
Well, you are abandoning your entire development track to bring in a 37-year-old and hope that it works out in 3 years.
Yeah. Plus, you'd have to give him up to make the money work. You'd have to trade Jalen Johnson. They'd probably want Zachary Risacher as well.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I have a lot of respect for Kevin Durant. I am not giving up Zachary Risacher and or Jalen Johnson for Kevin Durant. I'll stick with what I've got. Mm-hmm. Now, that's my opinion.
Right.
That's not their opinion. So we'll have to see. He would make everything interesting. I mean, the Hawks would be on NBC and Amazon and ABC quite a bit.
They would mention the Hawks in the NBA podcasts that I listen to.
Yeah.
Whereas now they do not.
Yeah. And Durant is almost certainly not going to be a Phoenix Sun next year.
No, that's not going to happen.
Okay, you know, again, you're looking for hints. I heard over the weekend someone threw out, on this station, threw out Giannis' name.
Oh, yeah.
Connected to the Hawks. Well, all right, Giannis is not going to be, in all likelihood, a Milwaukee Buck next year. So now let's play that out. How do you make it work, and and what would you have to give up to make it fit? Giannis, I think that would excite me a lot more than Durant, just because Giannis is younger, but it's kind of still the same deal. You'd better be darn sure that you're going to get something out of that in the next, you know, in Giannis's case, probably 3 to 5 years. They're still playing at an elite level.
Yes.
But, boy, Father Time catches up with you really, really quickly.
Especially when you're carrying load.
Yeah.
And the beating and how physical that Giannis plays anyway.
Yeah.
If you're picking between those two options, though, Giannis makes way more sense.
Clearly.
Just in terms of age and – like both sides of the ball,
fit with
Trey, all
and
that
he can
kind of
play
stuff.
A lot of different positions. Yeah. He could even play center, and that takes care of your question there. So, you know, we'll just have to see. But it is kind of fun that we are at least lightly talking about those names. I don't know how realistic it is. I have no idea where this Miles Turner thing is coming from.
Make them say no.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Yeah, like, I remember there was a really big time free agent that everyone was trying to get a meeting with. This is like 10 years ago. And the Hawks actually did get a meeting. It might have even been Durant. I'm trying to remember.
I think it was.
Pretty sure it was when Durant was leaving.
Was it when he was leaving Golden State?
No. It was way before that. Actually, it might have been Dwight. The year before Dwight actually became a Hawk. Oh. And they were trying really hard to get a meeting with Dwight, and they got it, and at least they made Dwight say no.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm with you. Like, just
and then
the
Dwight
room
said yes.
And then, well, a lot changed year over year, I guess.
We got some answers to some minicamp stories, Andy.
Oh, great.
And it's another one with extreme caution for another player.
Okay. We'll tell you who we're being extremely cautious with on the other side here. Thank you, Mike.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it, Mike.
We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.